It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right there on 720 WGN. I guess right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
We're here.
That's what I meant. Look at your radio right now. We're coming out of that right there, 720. All right. Hey, speaking of coming out, we're all going to be at the United Center on Wednesday for the opening of the Chicago Blackhawks season against the beloved, our beloved Blackhawks against the hated, dreaded, feared, despised, and rebuked St. Louis Blues. Now, we have a pair of tickets to give away coming up later on this afternoon in the program. I believe we're doing this, what did you say, after 6:30? Is that right? 6:30? After 6:30, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, for all the right reasons, Four Seasons, find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com or on the Facebook.
I'm excited about the season.
That's a big deal. That's big always deal. Nice, that opening game, because they have a big like opening ceremony, and there's a red carpet, and we'll be out there. It's all exciting. Yes. It's all good stuff. I myself cannot wait.
Keeps your mind off other things, too, which is always good. These Cubbies.
I wish that were true. I wish that were true.
I can't help you. Going to the game, the Cubs game on Friday night, was just such a welcome relief. You know, just being part of that whole win and pouring out of Wrigley Field and just being so happy. It was like a few minutes when you're not worried about all the stuff going on in the world. This is good for the city.
I was worried about my crotch the whole time. I was just worried someone
just
was going to grab it.
That?
Yeah, just someone was going to grab it.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Now I got to be worried.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Listen.
What's going on?
You know, we have in the studio with us, you know, because it's an election year, we've got the election chia heads. I guess these are not chia pets, are they? These are chia heads.
I don't think you can call people pets. That would be disrespectful. So, yeah, chia heads.
We got the Clinton and we got the Trump chia head. Now, Violetta, there's a video up at WGNradio.com. Violetta was the one who put this all together for us. She smeared the chia seeds onto the head, and you distributed them as to the best of your knowledge. Did you distribute them evenly?
I did, except for on Donald Trump's. I avoided going down because I thought that he had the hair flip, so I thought he used the back of his hair and brushed it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a little comb over action.
You did a little more in the front section?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me take a look at that.
Let's take a look there.
I see that.
And then how often do you have to water them?
I believe something along the lines of...
Well, they sit in water. They sit in a little tray with
like
water
tray
in it.
Well, that water didn't just get there, Ro.
Did I say the water just got there? I don't think I said the water just got there. Listen, I don't have to ask you any of these questions, young lady. We have the founder of the Chia Empire on the Super Celebrity Hotline.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that doesn't get any cooler than that. Joe Padot is with us. And Joe originally is from Chicago. Is that right, Joe?
Right. Went to school there, grew up there.
Now, I got to understand a few things here then. When did this occur to you that you could put these chia seeds on top of clay that looks like things, whether it's a pet or a human or whatever it is, and make millions?
Well, it wasn't my idea. It came from South America. The nomadic tribes would have a little pouch on them, and when they stopped someplace for a week or so, they'd grow their food. And then in Mexico, they picked it up and they started to make things similar to this. And then a fellow in Chicago tried it, and he went broke trying, and I saw the idea. And so I said, I'll buy the name Chia Pet from you.
Oh.
So he says, why? I'm losing my tush. I said, well, I just think it might work. So that's how it happened. And
whatever happened to that guy, by the way? Is he because now that it's the empire that it is that you ever hear from that guy?
No. He's probably dead by now because he was older than me.
Yeah. Right.
So what was he doing wrong? And like, why were you like, hey, this is
brilliant. This is like Shark Tank. You know, I like this.
No, I'm interested because you know you saw right. something.
Well, number one, all the legs they were burned. He was having it made in Oaxaca, Mexico, and there was no quality control. Some of them worked, some of them didn't work. But the concept was good. But he just couldn't get his act together. And I thought that I might be able to. So I took the risk. But he was losing money on every one he sold. So I just threw away everything he did. kept the name and started from scratch. So, by the way, to answer your question, you fill it with you fill the top with water. The water will seep out into the tray, and then you empty the water and tray back on top. So the moisture will come through the clay.
Right, and that's how they feeds essentially the chia seeds as they're sprouting, right?
And one more thing.
Yeah.
If you notice on the box, there is no word called pet. Yeah, it's not a pet. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to take everything out on that, so the word chia pet is nowhere there.
Yeah, it's right. Just chia. Although I keep calling them chia pets right. For the that it's just in my brain. Yeah. I can't help it. I mean, and the other thing is, every time we say chia, I just got to say something about your marketing, Joe. Every time we say it, these girls sing simultaneously in unison, and they're not even in the same room, Joe. And it's just that it has become an psychological response, or whatever they call that, autonomic response, where you just like, Susie, you say, chia.
Chia.
See what I did?
I mean, wasn't
even rehearsed, Joe.
You got something there, Joe.
It came by accident.
Yeah.
But my really lucky, the thing I'm the most proud of, about 7 years ago, I got a call from the head curator of the Smithsonian Museum. And he asked me if I was the owner and originator of GPED, so I said basically yes. And he said that they were in the committee and they're going to pick out five American icons that they're going to put in the museum and also Chamber of Congress. And he says the GPED is one.
Oh, wow.
He said, do you have the original one? I said, yes. Would you give it to the museum? I said, yes, and whatever else you want. Then I asked him, what are the other four? And he said they got the original spam box. They got the original Betty Crocker's cookbook. I can't remember one. Then he says, the clapper. And I said, that's mine also. He didn't even know that.
That's
yet,
yours so. Too, the clapper?
Yeah.
How?
And they both have interesting stories.
You know what? Since we got you, I would love to hear the clapper story. How did you come up with that?
Another interesting jingle on that, too.
Like turning the lights off by clapping?
Yeah.
Clap on, clap off, right? The clapper.
Correct. Well, this goes back about 40 years ago. I get a call from a guy in Toronto, Canada. And he said, and at that time I was handling some of the advertising money for Gillette, their co-op funds. So he said, I got a product and I've been trying to get the Gillette reps, factory reps, to represent us. And they all mentioned that I should deal with you in buying the time and helping in the distribution. So he wanted to meet me. So I was going to be in New York, so he met me in New York. And the guy looked like a really a suede shoe guy, tall, I'll never forget. And he said, I want to test it. And can you set it all up? I said, yeah. So I didn't know it at that time, but he was a con man. The engineer that created the idea, his partner, they put this thing together. They never expected it to work. And they raised $500,000 from investors, doctors, and so forth in Canada. They were going to pocket $250,000 and then spend $250,000. And so when I did a test in Chicago, in fact, the consumers loved it, except it started blowing out TV sets. And fortunately, I was smart enough to have a test first.
Oh, no.
Did I just hear what I think? I just heard you. Instead, the clapper was blowing out TV sets? Isn't that the...
Yeah, Walgreens did not like me. So we took it all back, and they decided then that they were going to steal the stock that they had with these the investors and keep it for themselves. And they never paid me the media bills. So I took them to court, as well as all the other investors. And the judge said, I can't help you. We're going to throw them into bankruptcy. And so I can't help you. So I got a couple of engineers, and they said, your job is to take this concept and make it work. And it was all it was a concept. And they spent about a year and a half doing it, and it came out with the original clapper. And that's how it started. And then we kept on improving it and improving it as best we can to what we have today. So that's the classic story.
Basically, you built all of these, whether it's Chia Pet or Chia, I should say, or the clapper and all that, through direct response advertising on television?
No, never direct response. It was always through stores, our friends at Walgreens. Actually, Walgreens almost put me in business because I came out with a product called the Garden Weasel. Which was made in Germany.
Oh, my gosh. They keep coming.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Joe, right, so you're incredible.
I apologize for using the term direct response, but that's an industry term for a type of advertising, and I was using it generally. But the idea here is that you did it basically by buying high-frequency advertising to sell these products with a catchy jingle in a catchy way. And also these products were all at a certain price point, right? So what I'm thinking, Joe, is that Mad Men is based on you. That scene where Don Draper moves to California and he joins a commune and then comes back out and he has this idea for something. That's Joe. Joe is an empire maker.
Jory,
No. You have to be a little on the idiot side and the risk taker.
Mm-hmm. I have ideas.
What?
What's your idea?
Steal it.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, we'll have a meeting later, Joe. Just you and me.
I don't like it. See, Joe? Now you're.
See?
I want 15% because I brought her to you.
That's true.
All right. This is really something. Well, congratulations. What's between the Trump and the. I'm sure you're getting this question all the time. Between Trump and Clinton, which one's selling more right now? Do we know?
Yeah, Trump.
Trump.
And
yeah.
I'll tell you something. I had no idea I was going to do this. We came out 8 years ago with G. Obama. And,
I remember that. That was...
And it was great. The consumer loves it. We still have some, which I'm happy to sell to your audience. And it was. We went with Walgreens, and every day it had a 50% increase from the previous day.
Wow.
But somebody at top thought that maybe it could be political or something, so it was pulled. But... with the starting January, I had a lot of friends. You've got to come out with a chia Trump because of his hair. So we did. So obviously, you have to have a Hillary. So we actually didn't know at that time who's going to be running. So we came out with a Bernie Sanders as well.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the burn. So,
yeah, we have the Bernie. We have actually up in the office. We got the Obama and the Bernie sitting up there, and they're kind of going. We're growing them, but more privately, publicly, down here at the Streetside Studio on Michigan Avenue in Heaven, which is the corner upon which we reside.
Mm-hmm.
In the window, we have the people can watch the progression of the Trump and the Hillary. Hillary's up a little bit right now on Trump, sort of like where it is in the polls, just up a little bit. Not too much. We started this, last Wednesday, right? Didn't
mm-hmm.
we plant the seeds Wednesday?
And the thing is, Bernie got only the leftover seeds because we were splitting equally, and then he just kind of got
I could have given you. If you let me know, I would have mailed you some more seeds.
No, he likes it that way.
No,
doesn't.
This is all good.
Yeah.
No, we're doing this natural, Joe. We're doing this just the way, and there's also a photo gallery at WGNradio.com where you can watch and sort of bet on who's going to. There's a little more surface area, it appears. Am I right about this? A little more surface area to Hillary's head than there is to Trump's head?
Trump has more hair.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll use up more seeds on Trump's head.
Yeah, right. You'll use up more seeds, but she's got surface area. She's got to, because the hair is kind of
Well, good thing you got this idea from Mexico before the wall was put up.
Yeah. That's a good point, Joe. That's a very good point.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Right. Joe, congratulations on all your success. You're an incredible story. Thank you for being with us.
Well, anyway, if anybody wants it, we have in Chicago, Kmart and Target has it, or they could just go to Amazon. So support your candidate.
All right.
Did you see the debate last night?
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if it's going to change now, the percentages of each.
Yeah, I think he tightens up a little bit here off of that, but I think he tightens up his support. We were just talking to Michael Steele about this before we had you on. My guess is he's, according to the NBC poll and the aggregate poll, will have him down anywhere from 8 to 11 coming off of the weekend, and then I agree with Michael 4 to 6 by the end of this week, and we'll just see where it is. You never know. This is the wackiest thing we've ever seen. What?
And I hope I never see another one like this. Oh. But I got the Wall Street Journal. He was up. Hillary was up 11 points.
Yeah.
But that sounds awfully high.
This probably is an outlier. Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
My pleasure.
What a
story. Anytime.
Thank you, Joe Pinot, who is the. He's basically now that I
think. What a brilliant business mind, right?
I think that's it. I think I just nailed it. Because he was from Chicago, right, working in advertising. Uh-huh. Goes out to California. We don't know why he went to California. We just know he went to California.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he gets involved in this stuff after a few people go BK on him.
Mm-hmm. Takes their ideas, which he sees as good ideas, and turns them into winners.
Because he puts them on TV with jingles, and boom.
He's the clapper and the chia pet. Who knew they were the same guy?
I'm going to tell you something right now. He also took it, you know, I mean, the clapper, that could have gone either way. I'm not going to lie to you. Those World War II vets, when they heard the clapper, were all laughing. You know what I mean?
Classic jingle selling stuff.
Yeah, that's a different, you know, that's a sort of like, you know, when Trump said that thing, you know, the P word,
yeah,
you know, and that tape. And there's people who are like, you know, that was the name of a character in a James Bond movie, right? In the 60s. That wasn't dirty.
Then it wasn't
Go
dirty.
Cats.
That's probably the only, well, there are a couple other ways it would not be dirty, but it's dirty, dirty.
But in the 60s, when you said the clapper, that meant something different. Now it just means a thing. It just means a thing turns the lights on. But when you said, oh, yeah, the clapper, that was bad. That was bad.
I don't know what it is.
You didn't want to have that.
Oh, it's a disease?
Yeah.
The clapper, yeah.
Okay.
Clapper.
All right. Let's.
Oh, I, him,
you know what?
Way.
I just turned my microphone off doing that. Sorry.
Clap off and then clap back on. There you go.
Violetta, do you have the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots?
I do.